You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Today, partly sunny, high near 61. A little calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. Cloudy, low around 44. Tuesday, showers likely mainly after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Tuesday, showers likely cloudy with a low around 49. Light wind out of the north, chance of precip about 70%. Wednesday, rain likely, cloudy with a high near 58. North wind 5 to 13 miles an hour. About 60% chance of some rain on Wednesday. Wednesday night, rain likely, mainly before 9 in the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low around 47. Thursday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 50s. Cloudy on the overnight, low in the mid-40s. Friday, looks like things are clearing up, high in the 60s. And looks like sunny for the weekend. Currently 43 outside our studios right now in Flemington. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. A little problem with the news coming on. The site's down, so rather than make up some news, we'll talk about something local happening. Restaurant Week in Flemington, November 3rd through the 9th. That's a Monday through a Sunday. And Jake's, although we're not really in the borough, we're in the township, that little thing in New Jersey where you have one municipality surrounding another, we're joining the Flemington Restaurant Association, and we'll take part in the Restaurant Week this year. Sometimes there's not a lot of neat places downtown and in the borough, but we've been in the community for 24 years, so we figured maybe it's time to make people aware of that, anybody around that hasn't been in before. So restaurants normally run either a set special for the week or special pricing on things, special fixed priced menus. That's what we decided to do because kind of our menus, one of those daily places you can have light food, you can have full course dinners. So we decided to put together a few items at a good price and also offer some nice wines at basically like retail price, not full restaurant price. So a little break from Monday through Sunday. If you want to check it out, we're going to have did a little riff on our buffalo chicken tenders. Of course, it's been probably the most popular item since we've opened. And normally the buffalo with the celery and gorgonzola. So what I decided to try was a celery root salad. Celery root tastes like branch celery, but without being stringy. Nice and crispy, kind of like jicama. If you've had jicama before, we blanch it a little bit and toss it with our gorgonzola dressing, and we'll put a couple of chicken tenders on that for a little appetizer. Also a Korean barbecue pork belly taco. We've run these before as little noshes on football Sundays, and run them in specials in the past. We cure our own pork belly, and it's not smoked. It's the same cut as bacon, but we'll roast it and then cube it and glaze it with the nice, sweet, spicy gochujang Korean barbecue sauce. We make it there. We offer it with grilled chicken wings now, but very, very good with the pork. And then our harvest salad, which has the butternut squash, little maple vinaigrette, or a soup. And then pan-roasted chicken for an entree. Nice short rib ragu with some cavatappi, shrimp and grits, nice cheddar grits with a little andouille, and a quinoa pilaf with a grilled portobello. I have a little something on there for the vegetarians. Desserts, will have flourless chocolate tort, pumpkin cheesecake, or ice cream. So $24.95 represents a savings. If you had ordered those items at menu prices separately, it'll be a nice discount. Nice package dinner, three courses. Oftentimes, people don't have the time for three courses, especially during the week, but we're hoping that people will take a little opportunity to come in and just relax a little bit. So we'll be running those all week, even on the weekend. We'll have a nice special menu. Then also our Sunday through Thursday specials, we'll keep those going. We've had great response. The Buck a Shuck Sundays, oysters all day, dollar a piece, usually substantially more depending on where they're from. And this is a nice enticement. You know, it's a Sunday. It's something kind of people that like to graze, coming in to watch football games or even just to relax on a Sunday lunch. And then our craft beers are all $5 instead of usual six or better. And some nice selections there too. So if you want to avail yourself a chance to try the oysters, try the craft beers, it's a good way to spend a Sunday afternoon. And Monday, of course, we've always done the roast prime rib. Special pricing, always, it's been tradition. Started that as kind of a thank you for the locals. You know, a lot of people work all weekend, service businesses and retail. Flemington's usually busy on the weekends, and so Monday's kind of a relaxing week, and also, you know, a lot of independents are closed on Monday, so we always figure to have a nice treat for the locals or anybody. And Tuesday, we've been doing meatballs, different sauces, kind of vary each week what the popular ones are. Kind of modeled it after the meatball shop in Manhattan. We don't do different meats. It's one good meatball, not too heavily seasoned one way or the other. And then we pair it up with different sauces, different accompaniments, if you like it on pasta or even vegetables or even mashed potatoes, if you like. We can do anything there. The Wednesday king crab legs, nice, about a half pound or the pound. Starting to catch a little buzz with that. It's a nice treat. Thursday mussels, prepared several ways, a pound of mussels, and that pretty much lines up the week. So stop by. We've got restaurant week November 3rd through the 9th, and then, of course, our daily specials going on. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you. All right, so our journey through the alphabet, we're doing the Y vegetables. We're almost done. Just have one more to go, Z, and then we'll see where we go from there, whether we start over with fruits or, as I thought maybe last week, just do kitchen utensils and different ways to use things. So we'll see what's on the horizon here. Fruits would be pretty good, especially this time of year, the fall fruits people like to bake. So why we've got yucca and yam. Yam kind of one of those confusing terminologies. Usually sweet potatoes are sold as yams. True yams are, well, I guess you could find them a little bit more easily now. They're not really related to the sweet potato. They're both flowering plants, both tubers, but botanically they are different, although sometimes they're used in similar recipes, but I don't know if it's, you know, it might not be a real yam. It was kind of the name was kind of given to it. The sweet potatoes were here, and when the people were here coming from Africa or even Asia, they had the yams there, and they thought that the sweet potatoes were similar. And there's actually a couple of differences. The sweet potatoes, there's ones that cook up firm, and there's other ones that cook up soft. And apparently the softer ones reminded the people about their yams from their native country, and so then that name got used. And there's a word, nyame, N-A-M-E, South American, that's used to be referred to a white sweet potato. We used them early on at the restaurant. Don't really see them, at least readily available now, but I had a produce guy that was running some informal. We used to use those once in a while. And they're not as sweet. They're a little more starchy. We treat them more like regular potatoes. They're kind of a golden color. Yeah, about the color of a, you know, Yukon gold, but the flesh is definitely different. We got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll look for a few uses for yams and yucca, Chef Bill's Table.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, back at the table here. So I guess first we'll talk about yams, and probably what will end up happening is we'll have recipes that will use yams or sweet potato. Again, especially I like the canned yams, they always say, and I guess the deeper orange color was the reason they would call them yams. So they say it's probably what you're buying as yams are really sweet potatoes. It's okay. Candied yams. A lot of recipes have these names. I know we find when we bake them at the restaurant that sometimes we'll get them, they're firmer and not quite so soft. Because they'll actually hold texture. If we do a Caribbean chicken soup, for example, and dice up sweet potato in there. And certain times of the year, they'll just hold up well, and other times they kind of puree and mash. Same thing when we do mashed sweet potatoes. We like to roast them first and then peel them. A little bit more intense flavor. For mashed sweets, of course, you can use canned ones. Drain them well. We drain away most of the syrup. They're packed in syrup. Never understood if you have something that's sweet already, why you sweeten it more. But a lot of, especially fruits are packed in syrup. Anything that's kind of fragile or might get crushed in the canning process, most of the time the syrup, it could be used to sweeten a little bit underripe fruit. Of course, you want something firm, but the syrup is there to kind of cushion it from bouncing around and crushing. So if you have some canned whole sweet potatoes, for example. You don't want those to get all crushed up. You've paid for whole sweet potatoes that maybe you want to slice, and they are packed in syrup partly for that reason, not just for flavor, but for protect them from crushing. We always like to use fresh whenever possible. Of course, baking them, roasting, we just started offering them again. We didn't have them in the summertime. Oftentimes people aren't thinking of them, although the sweet potato fries are pretty popular. But one thing I tried that seems to work, it's a little bit faster than roasting the whole sweet potato, is to peel the sweet potato or the yam, if you find some real yams, and cut them into wedges. If they're rather long, then I would cut them in half crossways and then into, you know, your wedges just like French fries, but rather thick. And then what I did was I tossed them with a barbecue rub. Now, the rub we make does have some brown sugar in it and some kosher salt. Then, of course, the chili and onion and garlic and everything and all those and cumin. All those seasonings actually work well with sweet potatoes or yams. And to this rub, I added a little bit of cinnamon, just that little hint of flavor that sweet potatoes like. And with a little bit of oil, you don't need much of the seasoning because, of course, barbecue seasoning can be very strong. But toss the wedges with this barbecue spice, a pinch of cinnamon, and a little oil, and then roast them in the oven. And you have to watch. They use oil the pan so they don't stick, especially if they're on the sweet side. And within about 10 or 12 minutes, you can have a nice roasted sweet potato wedges. And kind of reminded us of plantains, the tostones. You know, they get a little bit caramelized on the outside, and with the little sweet and salty flavor, they're very, very nice way to do the sweets, and won't take you much time. And of course, they can work well in a gratin, especially if you have the firmer sweet potatoes, and sometimes the lighter colored ones will end up being firmer. You could combine them with regular potatoes, which would be kind of neat. I've done that before, or just sweet potatoes. But the thing you do is the gratin, which is baked in layers with some heavy cream, sometimes some cheese on top if you like. That usually helps out. Caramelize onions first. I know for scallop potatoes and things, they call for just the thin sliced onions layered between. And of course, you're going to bake it for a long time. The onions will get soft. But with the sweet potatoes, it may not take as long. You have your peeled thin slices. Caramelize some onions and layer those in between the potatoes. And then have some heavy cream. And to that, you're going to heat that a little bit with, I would say, some sage would be nice, especially if you get some fresh sage leaf and maybe a little chipotle pepper and kind of smoked dried jalapeno. Put a little bit, instead of regular black pepper or white pepper. And you'll steep that chipotle with the cream just enough to give it. You don't want it too spicy, but the potatoes will take on a fair amount of spice, especially with the sweetness of them. And then a little bit of salt, and pour this over your layered caramelized onions and sweet potatoes. Now what you do is cover those, bake those 350 until they're tender, and then on top you make a nice Parmesan cheese kind of breadcrumb topping. If you don't want to put the bread on there, that would be fine, but what you'll do is use some grated sharp cheese, and then you could brown it under the broiler or turn the oven up, leave the casserole uncovered, and get your nice brulee on top of the gratin. As I say, use sweet potatoes or alternate with sweet and white potatoes, and you have a nice something a little bit different for your fall side dishes. Another classic I've used to make these in a hotel, especially for buffet work. Kind of a buddy of mine, a chef, he used to make potatoes Alaska. And if you all know what a baked Alaska is, it's the ice cream and cake with the meringue topping. And the idea is to have the cold ice cream. You just brown the meringue a little bit. Looks like snow-capped mountains. I guess that's why they would call it that. You can do the same thing with potatoes, especially if you want, again, if you have a buffet or something you're bringing to a party that you want to keep it warm and just for even a flavor difference. I like to do it with sweet potatoes. Now, the meringue that you're putting on top, of course, for these is not your standard sweet meringue. We put a little bit of sugar in there, but really we want just the egg whites on the top. So we'll make our sweet potato mash, or even regular potatoes if you like. You can roast the potatoes first and then peel them and mash them, or you can peel them and boil them, drain them, and then mash them into puree. Season them as you like. Again, we may put a touch of maple syrup or honey in there if you like a little sweetness. If you taste them first, though, they might be sweet enough. I always use a little powdered ginger also. That's puts a little spice to it, a little... the fresh ginger would be nice, but I find the powdered ginger does work well with these. Instead of doing all the, what I call the false spices. So you have your puree, and you have some eggs separated. You know, for a regular casserole, probably 3 or 4 eggs. And if you have a use for the yolks, fine. Otherwise, I'll mash the yolks right into the potato mixture. Kind of adds a little fat to it. You know, you could do that instead of a lot of butter, and of course all the nutrients are there. And then you have the egg whites, and you whip those till they're a stiff peak to get the egg whites to whip up quicker. Of course, we put in a little either cream of tartar, which is an acid, or a dash of lemon juice. And in this case, once they're a stiff peak, a little bit of, I like to use the bar sugar, the fine granulated sugar. It dissolves a lot quicker. And this will help the egg whites brown a little bit also. So you don't want them as sweet as a meringue, but a little bit, slight sweetness to them. So you have your potatoes. They're mashed in your casserole dish, your baking pan. And you put the meringue on top. Now you can pipe it decoratively, or can spread it on there and kind of make little peaks with the edge of the spatula. Just kind of pull up on the meringue, it'll just come to a little point there. And then you're going to brown these in the oven, fairly hot oven, 425, 450. It'll bring that mashed mixture back up to temperature, and then brown the meringue. And you have a nice, little, not really marshmallows. I know a lot of people like to put marshmallows on the sweet potatoes. This is kind of a grown-up version of that, using that light meringue rather than marshmallows. Not anywhere near as sweet. Still going to kind of look like the same. It's going to be that white top with the nice browning that happens in the oven. And it's a casserole that'll hold up well. As I say, the texture, you've got that whipped meringue, and then you've got the firmer texture of the mashed sweet potatoes. You kind of fold those together and have a nice treat. We have to break for, I don't know if there's going to be news, but we'll do some weather and be back at the table. We're going to go to the weather here. Having trouble getting the news up, so we'll go right to weather. Our local weather here at 100andchamberradio.com. Today, partly sunny, high in the lower 60s. Slight chance of showers tonight after 1 in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Showers likely on Tuesday in the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 65. Showers likely Tuesday night. Again, cloudy, low in the upper 40s. Wednesday, rain likely, about 60% chance, according to our forecast here. High in the upper 50s. Rain again likely on Wednesday night, earlier in the evening, low in the upper 40s. Slight chance of rain on Thursday, high in the upper 50s. Clouding up on the overnight Thursday night, low around 46. Sunny on Friday, high in the around 62. And then looking clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
The weather is brought to you by Bedard, Kurowicki and Company. In today's fast-paced, deadline-driven business climate, Bedard, Kurowicki and Company is known as the certified public accounting firm that takes the time to understand its clients. We believe that having a deep knowledge of our clients and their business is the foundation for providing value-added, proactive accounting, tax, and business services. Call us at 908-782-7900 or visit our website at www.bkc-cpa.com.
Table here, Chef Bill, talking about some yams / sweet potatoes, and then we'll see what we can do with our yuca. A couple of vegetables that work well this time of year. Some of the more stick to the ribs type of food. So yams or sweet potatoes. Also, I like to make a hash out of these. And again, you could mix them with regular potatoes, but if you find, again, with the yams, the firmer sweet potatoes or yams, I've roasted them until they're not quite soft. You want them about 3/4 of the way cooked would be fine. Or you could cube them and parboil them and drain them well. And this I'd like to serve with spicy food. I've done with a merguez, the Moroccan or North African lamb sausage. You can buy it, or, you know, we've made our own with the nice red wine and spices in there. It's good, good sausage, or anything spicy, anything with your little, you know, chilies in it. You could use a chicken habanero or even a spicy Italian sausage. The sweet potatoes make a nice hash. Again, diced onions and peppers, just like you would for maybe a potatoes O'Brien. Saute those first, and then you can, the sweet potatoes brown up nicely. Again, you want them a little bit undercooked because they will, when they'll soften up, you don't want them to mash too much. But this hash, I find, again, very good with spicy sausages or even with lamb or pork, any kind of roast or chop, just a different type of hash brown. But the sweet potatoes, again, you could mix them with the white, but really like the richer flavor. And of course, nutrient wise you're getting some good vitamin A, the nice orange color. Potatoes are nutritious anyway, but the sweet ones a little bit even more so. And, you know, truthfully, there is a little fat in the sweet potato, which can be a good thing, because I find you really don't need to put a lot of butter and things like that with a sweet potato. A roasted or baked sweet potato, for me, is just good with salt and pepper. You don't need to over gild it. Whereas a starchy baked potato, you need to add a little bit more. Now, again, if you have maybe a yam true yam, you'd probably have to add a little bit of butter or cream to it, because they would be a little starchier and a little bit drier. So I found something called yammy cakes. And I guess you could kind of guess it's kind of like a sweet potato pancake. Which would be kind of cool, you know, this time of year. Something a little bit different. It's got what I like to say, the fall spices and seasonings in it. So you get a couple of pounds of yams. And again, yams, sweet potatoes, whatever you're using. And these really don't have sugar in them. We'll use confectioner's sugar sprinkled on top. So even though they're not really a savory pancake, the natural sweetness of your sweet potatoes should be enough sugar in there. So you get a couple of pounds of these, of your sweet potatoes or yams, and you're going to cook them in the jackets, and then let them cool off, peel them, and you need about 2 cups, you need to puree it, so use a potato ricer or a masher. You need some nice sweet potato puree, so you need about 2 cups of puree. And then you've got a cup of flour, a teaspoon of baking powder, a quarter teaspoon of salt, and now our little seasonings, half teaspoon of cinnamon, quarter teaspoon of powdered ginger, and a little pinch of cloves and allspice. So you've got all the neat, I call the fall flavors in there. Add a couple of beaten eggs, half cup of heavy cream, and a third of a cup of orange juice. And for a little treat in there, we're going to put a quarter cup of vodka. And, you know, from baking, sometimes a little alcohol added to the process kind of helps things along. And it's, you know, most of it's going to cook out anyway. You're going to make little griddle cakes out of these. So you mix all your ingredients together, and then your griddle pan, lightly greased, of course, you'll make your little pancakes, yammy cakes, and then when they come off the griddle, just dust them with some powdered sugar. Don't think, again, you don't need too much syrup or things like that, although with the sweet potatoes, I don't know. You got a little bit of orange in there, maybe a little bourbon syrup or something like that might sweeten them up even more. But this would be a little variation on pancakes, something with a little bit more, you know, a little fiber in there and a little more flavor. Yammy cakes. So yuccas, are there why vegetable? Sometimes you'll see it under the name cassava, C-A-S-S-A-V-A, native to, of course, Latin America and Africa and Asia. One of the staple foods, just like the potatoes became for Ireland. Many of these cultures depend on starches like the yucca. I think, believe you get, with the cassava, I think you get tapioca. And manioc is another starch that's grown in these countries also. So most of the time, you could probably start finding the yuccas in the markets now, kind of long and ugly. And, of course, need to be peeled and cooked. Now, my guys in the kitchen, they boil them for a long time. Easiest way is to, in the freezer section, you know, I think the Goya label has some frozen pieces of yucca that are already, you know, blanched and peeled, and they're in big pieces. You still need to cook them for a while, and what ends up happening also, there's a, down the center of them, there's kind of a tough part also that you're going to want to cut out. And you can do that before you cook them or after. But after you cook, you'll see the texture. You'll see in the center that's got to kind of slice out that part there so it doesn't get too a little bit fibrous. Not that appealing. So whatever you're doing with yucas, of course, you got to boil them first. Now, even for chips or fries, you want to cook them first. Now, for yuca chips, once they're cooked and cooled off, you slice them and then bake them in the oven. Salt them a little bit, of course. You're going to use a little bit of vegetable spray or oil and bake them till they become brown and crispy like potato chips. And they'd be great served with, maybe even a guacamole. Fries the same way. You have the yuca boiled first, and then you can cut it into your sticks that you like, and then either shallow fry or deep fry them. So I know we tried it at the restaurant. The guys were frying some up one time, and just like when you do fresh French fries, just putting them in once, you get it get brown, and they're good for about 2 seconds, and then, of course, they get soft. The best way is you're going to fry them, either boil them first and then fry them, or do the double fry, just like potatoes. You'll blanch them first, let them cool off, and then when you're ready to serve, you'll cook them again. Get that twice cooked, gets a good crispy coating on them. Nice thing about the yucas, they don't really brown like the potatoes do. At least not that I've seen. You can cut them. Becomes kind of another dish along with the rice that you might see served with meals, and most familiar to me, of course, Latin America. Some of my workers are from there, from Ecuador, from Costa Rica, and countries like that. And just watch how they eat when they make their meal, the comida, they call it, which translates to food. And sometimes we're surprised, you know, they'll have rice and potatoes, but oftentimes it's not potato. It could be yuca, or there's one they call the batatas or the white sweet potatoes. Some of the guys like the orange sweet potatoes. Other ones don't. They prefer the white potatoes. But is it interesting to see the, I mean, it's a buffet on a plate. And usually, some country, beans and rice would be served all the time. That's kind of a standard thing. But there'll be beans, black beans usually, cooked with maybe a little onion and tomato. You'll have potatoes or the yuca. And of course, a nice rice. Always, a slice of avocado, sometimes a little tomato or chili or onion relish. Eggs would be present, either poached or a fried egg. Not much on the way of meat, whether it be a small, a piece of roast chicken, or maybe a small pork chop or a thin piece of steak. But it's just neat to see the array of food. And sometimes you go to the restaurants, they present it the same way. That for takeout, I've seen you get just a nice mixture of tastes, textures, flavors, all good food for you. Not a lot of oils. Sometimes people think, I guess some, restaurant Mexican food tends to get a little greasy, but that's kind of maybe more an Americanized version of it. But the way I watch my workers eat, I mean, they're healthy, they work hard, they stay in shape, and even though it looks like a lot of starches and things, it's, again, vegetables, fibers, vitamins, all good for you. Minimal protein and lots of other good things. Of course, protein's coming from the beans also. So comida, yuca can be used for that. We have Cuban cuisine, the mojo. It's spelled M-O-J-O, but pronounced mojo. That's kind of an all-purpose seasoning. We've, of course, done it with proteins, chicken or pork. It's mainly garlic and oil and citrus juice. And the citrus juices they'll use there is the Seville orange, which is a sour orange. And you can kind of mimic that by combining orange juice, a little bit of lime juice, and lemon juice. Kind of maybe a third, third, third. Do it to your taste, just to sour up the orange juice a little bit, get a little more acid. But the sauce, it's kind of a standard thing. You have toasted cumin seeds that you'll pulverize, some smashed peeled garlic cloves, a little bit of salt, and you make this. I like to do is mash the garlic and the salt together. It kind of helps puree it. We do this, you know, you could do it for salad dressings. We do it for our garlic oil at the restaurant. But mash the garlic, the tines of a fork with some salt, and you'll get a nice paste out of it. So you have about a quarter cup of sour orange juice and a quarter cup of olive oil. And you just heat these together. So oftentimes they'll put in a little bit of chopped scotch bonnet or other kind of chili, maybe 1 to 2 teaspoons. Save your cumin, garlic, salt, the citrus juice, olive oil, and a little bit of hot pepper. This makes a nice basting sauce in larger quantities, of course, with the juice. We've done it for marinades, but you'll have the yuca, and it could be boiled, could be fried, but usually it would be boiled in this case. And then you have this nice seasoned citrusy olive oil garlic mixture that you just put like a teaspoon and a half or so. You don't need that much. Very flavorful to add to the yuca, which does basically have a fairly bland taste. So it's very good canvas, good backdrop for almost anything. We've got a break for some messages. We'll be back at the table.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you can also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Right back at the table here. So with yuccas, again, usually cooked if you can find a fresh one, or you could probably defrost the frozen ones and do this. We call them yucca spiders, and would call for a pound of yucca and grate them on the coarse side of the your box grater. If you grate them finer, I think call them spiders because the coarse grating, they're like little potato pancakes. And it's something a little bit different. So you got about a pound of the yucca and add a beaten egg. That's a good ratio to remember for most things, one egg to a pound. Whether it's meatballs, crab cakes, potato pancakes, all seems to work. One egg, half teaspoon of salt, actually a teaspoon of sugar, and a little bit of anise seed, a teaspoon, if you like. And mix this with the grated yucca. And then you'll fry these, again, by just maybe a tablespoon or so at a time. A little bit of hot oil, shallow fry them, flip them over when they're brown. And maybe a little cilantro mayonnaise would be good with this. Or sometimes, I know with our tacos, you make a lime crema. And the guys they mix a little bit of mayonnaise and sour cream and lime juice. Even a little avocado puree in there is nice. But these would be a nice little snack in place of a potato pancake. So there's other starches and things out there that maybe we could explore. I mean, potatoes are always nice. New York Times this week, Sam Sifton did the baked potato as kind of a main event. You know, we sometimes forget, at the restaurant, we haven't been doing them lately. It just seems, the baked potato, people just eat a little bit of the inside, put butter and sour cream, try to really improve them. I think I talked a couple of weeks ago about the Hasselback potato, kind of a neat version of the baked potato. But in the Times this week, not to ignore potatoes, these other starches are nice, but the author was talking, the basic baked potato that you do, you oil it, salt it, and then 45 minutes to an hour, and then just add your butter or sour cream. But the stuffed baked potato is where things start to happen, and you'll bake the potato and take out the inside, goes through the process there, and he mixes it with a cauliflower and a little cream, which is nice. The Hasselback potato, I don't know if you caught the show a couple of weeks ago, but I found this, it was in Sweden. These chefs came up with it, and you take a nice Idaho potato, and you slice it about an eighth inch, very thin slices, and you don't go all the way through the bottom of the potato. I did, as recommended, a couple of chopsticks to stop the knife from going through. So the potato is very thinly sliced, and of course it holds together because of the starch. And then have the oil on the outside, and then salt and pepper, and you'll bake them in the oven. Now what happens is the potato starts to separate, and the layers start to, you can see the actual potato. You cook it until the potato is tender in the center, and what happens is the outside, about halfway through, you want to brush a little more oil on it. And towards the end, I actually did some Parmesan cheese, but you end up with, it's almost like potato chip on the outside, crispy, and then, of course, the inside is tender. And it kind of, potato starts to fan apart a little bit, and that gives you kind of a reason to even enrich it even more. If you like, you know, some other kind of cheeses or sour cream, anything like that, or some kind of sauce, probably a nice crab meat shellfish sauce would be nice. But the Hasselback potato is another way to kind of achieve that. I remember when I was young, there was a, I'm sure it was part of a chain or an affiliation. The whole restaurant was based on potatoes, and they served these big potatoes that were baked, and you could get all kinds of toppings on them, or they had things like, you know, braised beef, creamed chicken, seafood. Potato became the vehicle for things served on top. So, you know, any of your slurry items like that, call that cold weather food. Sometimes that might be a nice idea for a dinner party, kind of informal. Bake off some potatoes or even have some different starches there. And then have a variety of toppings or sauces, proteins, things you could put on top. So next week we'll wrap it up, wrap up the alphabet. Actually, we'll be to Z with the vegetables and see where we go from there. Get into some cold weather food, right? It's getting that time of year. And then, of course, on the horizon, Turkey Day is coming up, so lots to do. After the next few weeks here, we'll be in full swing into holiday mode with big dinners and parties, things like that. In the meantime, support your local restaurants. Restaurant Week coming up. Jake's will be participating this year for the first time. We'll be considered part of the Flemington Restaurant Association. So don't forget to check it out. Some people make a week of it. Try the different chefs, different places have, you know, we're trying to, you know, come up with a few, something different that's not on their menu rather than just do something, you know, a cheaper version. Trying to come up with some new things. Get your feedback. Think of new menu ideas. So, Chef Bill, I got to sign off. Sue from ShopRite will be up next. I'm not going to really have the news going, the site's down, so we'll play some music in the meantime. Talk to you next week.